Welcome, dear listeners. Before we begin this chaotic tale of dragons and drama, we'd just like to take a minute to remind you we have a small giveaway on our Twitter in honour of our 2-year anniversary. We have 5 mini contests. Each will have a winner and runner-up. The prize? A D120, the strangest of mathematically balanced dice. And for the runner-up, a D48. So come visit us on social media, where you can find more details of each contest, all of which will close on the 2nd of March. Thank you and good luck. Now, let us return to the story in hand.
Penance RPG and its affiliate sponsor, D&D Dice, makers of dice for all types of heroes, proudly presents Plummet, Falling in the Dark, a Penance RPG adaptation. This bard's tale, as is customary in these parts, may contain strong adult themes, cursing, and high adventure. For now, time turns, the path is open. Let the story commence.
Welcome to episode 16 of Plummet.
Who are you? What are you? And if you had to transport a hippo from one end of the country to the other, what method would you use and why?
Transport
Start
what?
Transport a hippo. A live hippopotamus. Starting with Lenida.
Hello, Lenida here, Daniel. I'm playing Arnold White Sox, Dwarf Spirit Speaker. And if I would transport a hippo from one end of the country to the other, I think I would just... I don't know what hippos likes to eat, but I would probably just make it really, really, really mad at me and then run.
Might
and maybe, you know, take a car or something and just, you know, drive away and make it chase me.
Okay. Amy?
Hi, I'm Amy. I play Frankie. He's our human disciple. I don't know how I get a hippopotamus across the country, but I'd probably try and, like, I don't know, use pheromones. I don't know much about physiology.
In the eye was in
pheromones. No, I'll just get, like, a spray bottle and just, like, spray a trail and let their own natural instincts just go haywire. There
you
go.
Do you want to make the hippo horny and run after you?
Well, not so much like run after me, because they're the most dangerous land animal in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They kill more people. I know that much about them. That's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Bellary?
Hello, it is I, Bellary. I am playing human. I can't remember the voice. It's been like 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm going to try my best. If I was to transport a hippo, I don't know if you guys remember, but as we discussed during the animal facts competition thing,
yes,
hippos are very slippery. And so I would just push it, because the lack of friction would mean it's like moving a very light thing.
Just push it with a broom.
Really, the air resistance would be a greater force than friction on this hippo, the slipperiest of all land mammals.
So your plan is to just go up to it with like a broom or something and poke it?
No, push it.
Push it.
I'd be like curling. I'd hire people to sleep.
Yes, I will curl the hippo.
I was just about to break in with soul light curling.
Yeah, there'd be a team of us.
Moving on from curling, AJ.
Hey, it's me, AJ. I play Igneous, the Geomancer. And I think you're all missing a trick here with moving this hippo. Two words. Log flume.
It'd be fun as hell.
Log flume.
Hundreds of miles long. Log flume. From one side to the other. Or if we're going north-south, you know, Land's End of John O'Groats log flume. Tell me you wouldn't do that. With a hippo in front of you. Or maybe behind you.
You'd probably need to have like an area of like safe ground just in case.
The velocity of a hippo going down a log flume of that length would be terrifying.
It's like,
like a bullet.
Clear a runway.
Think of the splash zone.
Yeah, that's what the North Sea's for.
Into the North Sea at that velocity.
Yeah, exactly.
Next we have John.
Hello, I'm John. I play Jasper. I just have to think then. Is he still alive? Yes, he is still alive. He's minus still alive.
A half a body left.
Arm, I think, but he's still alive. He's still got enough venom in him to kill a certain bird. Transporting a hippo. I think I would lure a hippo into a skip using like mud and cabbages and whatever. Well, they like to eat cabbages. They like to lie in mud. So I figure if I half fill it full of mud, loads of cabbages in, lure it into the skip, then just use one of those lorries that pick up skips and just drive it calmly across the country in a skip lorry.
Fair enough.
I think that'd be the simplest thing for everyone involved.
It would be. And finally, Ash.
Hello, I play Whispers in the Gloaming. She's a tabaxi shadow walker who likes to hide in the shadows and shoot things from a distance rather than actually getting involved, which is why she still has most of her limbs. And if I was going to transport a hippo across the country, I'd probably put it in a box with the rest of the Hey Duggy toys and stick it by raw mail.
Fair enough. So, what happened last week? So, Dragon, if you can please reopen the storybook and tell us what happened.
Party awoke to the sound of commotion. It seemed the castle was in uproar as the dragon skull they had claimed the week before had been taken. Following a discussion with Baron Gregory, who assigned them a new dwarf to assist their endeavours, they investigated the scene of the crime, following the trail to outside of their own window, discovering that they themselves had been robbed. Although the thief hadn't taken much, he did elope with the large scale shield once wielded by Ku Kintara and Hugh Mann's cart. After another short deal with the blood merchant, the party managed to discover where the thieving fiend had chosen as his hiding spot. The party then travelled to the aforementioned ruins of an ancient keep. After slight problems with the portcullis, they managed to enter, discovering three small buildings. The first contained a library of books and a pulsating purple orb. While attempting to find useful materials, Frankie was accidentally covered in golden magical dust, returning his body to a previous state and rejuvenating both his missing arm and missing ear. In a quick-thinking attempt to abuse this dust, the newest arrival, Arnold White Sox, grabbed Igneous and rolled him like a rolling pin in the dust in a desperate attempt to heal the surly dwarf of his missing limbs. Unfortunately, to no avail. Upon discovery of the keep's infirmary, the party also discovered a hidden trapdoor which led deep underground. Within this dark and dusty chamber, Belthier the Dragonkin busied himself in archaic magic. Deciding best to take the Dragonkin out while he was distracted, Hugh Mann attempted to sneak up behind him, but stumbles. The noise startled Belthier, who cast a shield around himself and used ancient magics to reactivate three of the chamber's stone guardians. After throwing rocks at Belthier through the shield, the party assumed the shield was little more than a special effect, with Hugh Mann deciding to punch the shield to prove this hypothesis, resulting in the frantic birdman watching his entire forearm be dissolved by the powerful magic. As the shield began to grow larger, the party thought it best to run, and while Whispers managed to lasso the Dragonkin, he proved too strong for her, and his attempts to pull her towards the shield caused him to stumble forward as she released the rope, incinerating his own leg to a stump as it penetrated the magic shield. The party continued to run, and as they got clear of the ruin itself disappeared amidst a purple flash, and before them stood an almighty shadow dragon. Thank you for freeing me for a second time.
declared the dragon, before taking to the skies on his great wings towards the city of Arryn.
And lo, the story continues.
I just want to say that Birdman comment was slander and not true.
Even though you've admitted to everyone at this point that you're Birdman.
Did I?
Yes.
Yep.
We weren't surprised.
Anyway, so you jumped back on the cart, and you, just before you leave the cart, did you take the orb that you stole at the end of last week that you dropped because it was too hot? Did you take it with you, or did you leave it?
I think we brought it with us, but I don't know who has it.
Yeah, I think we did, but I'm not sure either. It might be me.
So you
check my inventory.
Make a quick dash back towards the city of Arryn. As you approach the city, you see that the undead threat is getting quite heavy, and around the edge of the city there's at least about 4 or 5 zombies thick in a lair all the way around, desperately clawing at the gates. How are you going to get inside?
Could we perhaps go around and take the sewer entrance into the city? Is that a possibility?
So you're saying we take some kind of log flume?
No, I'm not sure what you're actually talking about now. I haven't heard of any log flumes.
Well, you can go around the edge. It'll take you about another day's travel to get around the edge.
I do have a very funky fire staff that's very volatile in its flame. I could try and burn a column of some sort.
Oh, yeah.
You want
that
to do that?
Sounds like a fantastic idea.
Are you standing on the cart while you're doing it, or are you standing off the cart?
No, I shall get off the cart and walk slightly far away.
And Arnold,
not
Arnold
too
will
far
hide,
away, but...
Arnold will hide behind something in the close by.
I don't know how this will go, so you might want to take cover, just in case.
I'd take cover.
And we shall try a fireball.
Well, let's see.
No.
There's a huge fiery explosion. It shoots forward, but seems to hit against the wall of the castle, setting it ablaze. The undead are not affected by it. Though the guards that are looking down are now frantically panicked that they're being attacked from above, and the walls.
Oh my my. That was a sort of a not a good shot. No?
The damn things have got grenades!
How many zombies high is the zombies?
It's only about one zombie high, so it's about a 4 deep zombie thing, and it's 70, 80 zombies.
And how tall is the wall?
The wall is a, let's say, a standard 50-foot wall.
Oh, okay, that's quite tall.
Well, should I have a crack at it with my frost staff, perhaps, and try to freeze us away in?
Make a staircase!
Yes.
But that would fit the zombies in.
Yes. So let's not do a staircase. Let's just see if we can freeze them in front of the gate so we can sort of just trample through and just, you know, take our merry time.
It would make them easier to smash.
Yes.
Everyone knows that zombies can't navigate stairs, it'll be fine.
Is that zombies or is that Daleks?
Damn it, you still have Doctor Who joke.
Gotta wake up pretty quick, Frankie, if you want to get the jokes in.
Well, here goes nothing.
You shoot Frostbolt towards the zombies, it bounces off the back one who seems to turn round, look at you, and goes, and more zombies start turning towards where you are.
As you were, lads.
Oh my.
Shit.
Oops.
So there's about maybe 7 zombies have been aware of you now, the rest are all still clawing at the gate. What do you want to do?
Back away slowly, hide behind the cart. Perhaps they'll go away.
Cut our losses, travel to a new land and settle down.
I thought let's all just hide in the cart and let it blow over.
Roll up the windows.
Well, Mr. Human, don't you have a big nice sickle you could perhaps run up to them and use?
It's a scythe.
Offer yourself to them.
Maybe use the scythe then? I mean, you could probably take out like 4 or 5 of them in one swing or something like that.
But the cart, very safe.
If you go on ahead, clear the way for the cart, we can get the cart behind you. Well, if you stand in the very front of the cart, we can stand at the back of the cart and push it while you side the people in front. Because that way behind you.
Yes, I'm on board with this.
Arnold and I can stand on top and shoot fireballs. Lightning.
Well, okay, so are you unhooking the horse from the cart?
Yes.
Turn it round a bit so that we've got the horse facing the other way, and the horse can push the cart from behind, so the back of the cart's actually going first, and the horse is the way around, so it's pushing the cart.
Yes, this is a solid plan.
Is essentially, you know Dawn of the Dead?
Yes.
You know the bus?
Yes.
We're making the bus.
Right. Okay, only you don't have the metal plates.
No, just me strapped to the front.
We're standing the bird with the scythe on the tailgate. She's going to be going first. The horse is going the other way around in the shafts of the cart, so it's pushing the cart from behind, and we're helping to push it and steer it from behind, okay, out of reach of the scythe.
Okay. So, roll human to see how this goes.
The important point being we're out of range of the scythe.
Natural 20. Roll me a d20. You cleave through 6 zombies with ease in your first swing. Are you wanting to swing again?
Sure. What's the worst that could happen?
What indeed is the worst that could happen? You swing. Let's see. You tumble off the cart and fall to the ground. Do a dodge roll to see if you're rolled over by the cart.
Oh no!
You are crushed underneath the cart. But what part of you is crushed under the cart? That's the question.
Head.
Number 8. That's the left leg, which you do have. What becomes of the left leg? 18.
Loss.
It's broken. So Human's left leg is crushed beneath the back wave. Roll to not be crushed by the second wheel. You're crushed by the second wheel as well.
Head.
I'm very aware of the fact that carts have 4 wheels as well.
Your head gets a bad bleeding injury.
Yeah.
So you're not dead, but your left leg is broken and your head's badly bleeding.
High five to Jesper.
So roll to not be trampled by the horse.
Oh, no. You're on the roll today.
Really? Okay, fine. Head.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, guys.
40. Oh, sorry, no, that's left arm, not head. Is your left arm the one you missed?
It's right arm, of course.
No, that's right arm you've lost. Your left arm gets trampled and broken. Your wrist is broken.
Oh, dear me.
Do you want me to do the horse's back legs, or do you want me to assume that you've had your bad luck?
Fucking go for it.
Back legs.
Go on then, back legs horse. Yes, you avoid the back legs of the horse. As everyone looks down at the broken and trampled remains of Human, who is still alive, he's just badly, badly wounded.
Get him in the cart.
Get him in the cart, and maybe we should jump up the cart as well.
I'll grab the side this time and gap on the tailgate of the cart to keep it going.
Bad idea.
And I'm going to dig my claws thoroughly into the wood so I don't fall off.
Bad idea.
Okay. If you want to swing the scythe, it's as long as you don't roll 5 or below. Actually, don't get 4 and below because you've got claws.
In fact, I'm going to take the rope as well and tie myself on.
Let's see. Does your rope hold you? It doesn't hold you. You fall under the wheels. Roll to dodge the first set of wheels. Nope. This could be the 17.
This might be a 17. Short episode. Yeah.
17 is right leg.
I like after no injuries. This is what.
14. Minor loss. Your ankle is broken and one of your toes is crushed beyond repair. Roll to dodge the next set of wheels. You roll out of the way before the other set come by, but your leg is badly injured.
New plan! We need a new plan! I'm going to help.
Well, maybe get her up on the cart as well, then. Arnold is just going to jump up on the cart, try to freeze stuff.
Okay, so...
But not tying myself to a rope so I can't fall down or anything stupid like that. Just standing on the cart.
Just standing on the cart, okay. Yeah. Well, the cart's still moving. Is anyone going to be standing near it, or do I roll to see what happens next? Actually, everyone's still got a turn, so it's... What is Arnold doing with his turn?
It does counting onto the cart, or climbing onto the cart counts.
I assumed you were already on the cart.
Yeah. I mean, there must be some more zombies between us and the gate, I think.
Yes, there are many zombies between you and the gate.
I'm just going to go for the frost thingy again.
first thing, okay? Roll. Nope. And again, it just hits off and the zombies just sort of react as in kind of like, oh, there's something interesting there. So what is Frankie doing?
Frankie is going to join Arnold on the cart and hurl some fireballs with his wizard staff.
Okay. Roll to cast fireball. Natural 20. Go. Roll a d20. A wall of fire erupts from Frankie's staff, incinerating 14 zombies.
Yes! Burn, you insolent little monsters!
There we go. Mighty point on.
One of those was probably somebody's grandma.
Now that you mention it, yes, I was wondering where my grandma was.
That one over there Iggy. Is Q.
Iggy, when things settle down, you and I are going to have a nice long evening in a brothel where we can just put our minds at rest. You need some cheering up, my friend.
You coming on to me?
No. Separate rooms, my friend, separate rooms. But we should join together in the evening and discuss our conquests. Yes, yes.
I feel like that's kind of a harsh thing to say to a man who's lost his penis.
Yeah, a little bit, right?
Other ways.
One of these days, you and I are going to go to a brothel for an evening and I can sit there quietly while you go off somewhere.
You can get some good knitting done.
Like taking a blind man to watch a shadow puppet show.
His heart's in the right place, but his head isn't.
Oh, God. So, what is Jasper doing?
Jasper is keeping the fuck away from anything that might hurt him even more. So, he's going to be not jumping on the cart, because that could end badly. He's going to get to a safe distance and fire his lightning staff at some zombies, I think.
Okay, roll. Yep, you shoot your lightning staff. It shudders two zombies who both catch fire and collapse.
Excellent.
So, Iggy, what are you going to do?
I guess I'll just be firing my crossbow. Yeah.
Okay, roll. Yep, you shoot two zombies to the skull. They both collapse to the ground.
And I'll go for my second shot, because why not?
Yep. You kill another zombie, so you've killed 3 zombies in total.
Alrighty.
So now it's the zombies. The zombie pack, which has thinned out, but half of them have been incinerated. The zombies turn round and show interest in the cart. But does the cart ram the gate? No, it doesn't. You have control of the cart this turn. So the zombies are slowly fanning out, beginning to go around the side of the cart, trying to climb on. It's now back to who was first. It's back to the broken and bleeding human.
I guess I curl up on the floor of the car in pain.
Fair enough. It's then Whispers.
I will try and sit up at the back of the car and shoot some of the zombies.
Okay. Roll. Yep.
Oh, now I hit her.
Because you're pretty stationary and you can just shoot and reload, you managed to kill 3 zombies. So your second shot? Yep, you hit another one, stabbing it through the throat. A sort of fountain of blood explodes all around it as it crumples to the ground. Next, we have Arnold.
Oh yes, I'm feeling in the mood for some zombie popsicle. Here we go.
Yes, you do. You shoot a huge ice ball into the middle of the zombies. 6 of them freeze solid and then shatter.
Oh, my first kills. How nice that feels.
It's now Frankie.
I am going to fire you again. Burn! Burn! No, no.
Order even, Frankie.
I knew.
Which do you want?
Even.
It's all right. Because the cart is moving, you fire a wall of flame. The cart then moves through the wall of flame. The cart is now on fire.
Oh, dearie me. Should have saved my shot for the cart instead.
Ah! No! This is not what I intended!
Yes. Who is next? It's now Jasper? Yes, Jasper.
Okay, so when you say the cart is on fire...
The other end of the cart the human was standing on before he fell and got dragged underneath it is now on fire.
So, how many people are on the cart at the moment?
6 of you, I think.
And how many are in danger of being burnt?
At the moment, none, but the cart is quickly catching fire.
Okay.
I'd say give it 2 turns and the whole cart will be ablaze.
Can I fire my lightning staff at the fire-affected part of the cart to kind of blow the fire out?
With lightning?
Yeah.
Sure.
Magic lightning.
I don't know how you're going to do this, but sure.
Well, you know how sometimes to put a fire out, you set an explosion, it blows the fire out. It's the same kind of principle. Only
roll.
It was an explosion.
I think it's optimistic, John.
I do remember that Mythbusters episode, and it was a really loud explosion.
Oh no!
Is a loud explosion. Can everyone do me a d20 to see how bad the explosion is?
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh no!
We're all dead.
Let's start at the top. Arnold gets flown clear of the explosion. He's safe. Igneous goes straight up and straight back down. Igneous, roll me a d20 to see if you land on your head or your feet. You land on your feet. You're fine.
Ta-da.
Frankie.
Okay.
A 2 and a 16. Left arm, right leg. What happens to both of these? 6. Bleeding. Frankie gets shot clear of the cart. His left arm and right leg are covered in blood as he lands in a crumpled heap at the side. On the plus side, they didn't get exploded off, so be thankful.
I am very grateful. I am very grateful.
Then we come to Human.
Oh.
Hello, it's me, Human.
6
That's
and
just
15.
Mercy. Cry for mercy.
That's left leg, which is already broken, and groin. What happens to these? 16, I think that's broken. It is broken. Human lands in a very sickening crunch. His leg is hanging off by literally tendons. His pelvis is shattered. He's basically pretty broken. Whispers manages to land okay. So, oh no, we didn't get Jaspers to roll. Jaspers, roll.
I'm not on the cart.
Are you not?
You fired.
You fired at the car, okay.
Yeah,
he was. Alright, okay. So, Human is lying as the cart explodes. Let's see. 3. One of you is about to get hit by a flying horse. I'm very sorry.
I'm still paying that car off.
Going downwards, Arnold 1, Frankie 2, Human 3. Igneous 4, Jasper 5, Whisper 6. The lowest is the third one down, which is Human. I'm sorry. Human, I'm just going to put him out of his misery. I'm sorry, Barry. Human has been crushed to death by a flaming horse.
That actually counts as Jasper's kill, right?
It does count as Jasper's kill, so well done, Jasper. You killed Human.
Yes!
You made out on got the wish.
So as the final...
I told you would die, bird!
As he emits his final cries, as this horse flies from the sky and crumples on top of him, Human is dead. So, continuing on the list, it's now Igneous.
Ow! I mean, okay.
Is the fire out, though?
Yeah,
this cart is basically ablaze. It's like it trundles towards the castle wall, sits by the castle wall, and has seemed to have cleared the space for you because there are no zombies nearby.
Have we distracted the rest of them?
The rest of the zombies are now sort of shambling towards the burning ruin of the cart. So you could probably sneak inside the castle walls if you wanted.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Right. I assume everyone's just going to, like, grab what you can and just limp your way in. Is anyone taking Human's scythe?
I thought Whisper tried it.
Yeah, she does, but it's if she wants to take it with her or...
Quite happy to keep it. I'm happy to keep it. Does the blade fold up for easy transport?
It does, yes.
Okay. Besides, so... I'd far rather it was in my hands than anybody else's.
Like a giant penknife.
It's like a giant metal staff that you can pull the blade out of, so yeah. So you all sort of grab each other and help each other through where you can. You're now inside the castle walls as the undead are swarming around the corpse of Human and the horse. So what are you going to do now you're inside the walls?
I'm going to bandage up my arm and my leg and heal them.
I'm going to do a little victory dance, I think.
Not even trying to hide.
I will sort of join you in a victory hop.
Yeah.
I'm going to shed a tear for the horse.
Candlelight vigil, guys.
Shush, corpse.
I'll read him the rites of Karen quietly to myself and just like...
The wind whispers.
Candlelight vigil.
So should we perhaps go see Baron Gregory and tell him what's up?
As you manage to escape the zombie horde, you look into the main part of the city and you notice that people are running from what looks like purple fireworks flying off all around the town. And as you walk into the sort of courtyard area, you see a gigantic shadow dragon swoop overhead, billowing purple fire into one of the streets. What do you do?
That doesn't sound good.
Oh my. I've always enjoyed fireworks, but this is a little bit too much, I think. Yes. Shall we try and kill it, perhaps?
Sounds like a lot of work. I mean, you're all in pretty bad shape at the moment. Yeah, let's go to the pub.
Okay. You push open the doors to the pub. There's no one human inside. There are a bunch of animals running around. There's a couple of goats, there's a couple of bears, there's a pelican, there's a giraffe. There's lots of weird animals in here, and there's a single man dancing on top of the table, cackling to himself, and you recognize him as one of the mages you set free from a few weeks ago.
I bet you anything that those animals are actually people. And our magic friend here has possibly turned them into...
That might be the case, yes.
So long as one of them can still pull a pint, we'll be all right.
I'm sure they won't mind if you help yourself, Iggy. They're a little preoccupied.
I look around for elephants.
There are no elephants. There's an alpaca.
That's good. Probably get away with it then, because elephants are the only ones who never forget stuff.
The mage that's dancing around notices you and goes, "Ah, do you want to be a furry too?"
No.
No, thank you.
Thanks for the offer.
Let's see, he tries to cast something. It doesn't hit any of you. He seems to almost fall off the table and stops when to sort of catch himself from falling off the table.
Frankie's going to go over and grab his hands and bind his hands together.
Okay, roll.
No, no magic for you.
Okay, you tie his hands together. He goes, "But the fairies, I want to make you a fairy too."
Look, being a furry is a personal choice, and,
you can't force it on anyone.
Just not on the cards.
Hey, Jasper, what's wrong with being a furry?
I don't know.
I never said there was anything wrong with it, I just said it's a personal choice, and I'm frankly not, you know, Igneous don't play that way.
The mage grabs a wand from his belt and starts cackling and, like, waving it towards Frankie and just taps him on the head with it.
Does it do anything? No.
No. He's just cackling.
I'm gonna headbutt him.
You headbutt him, he collapses to the ground, and you still hear him going...
I'm gonna snatch his wand.
What are the rest of you doing while Frankie's doing this?
Getting a drink.
Yeah, getting a drink.
Can you pour me one?
Splinting up my ankle.
Of course. Okay. We should grab you a pint, Frankie, as soon as possible.
I'm gonna take his wand as well.
Okay. You take his wand off him, what are you going to do with it?
Tap him on the head with it.
Yeah, I'm going to tap him on the head with it and see if it does anything.
Okay, let's see. Does you tapping him on the head do anything? It doesn't do anything at all.
Aww. I'm just going to pop it.
You hold it in your hand and you look at it, it doesn't feel magical at all.
Does it have a star at the top of it?
No.
Damn it.
Let's see.
I'm just going to put it in my inside jacket.
He draws another wand. He seems to have like a bunch of wands inside his coat.
He's strapped up like he's in the Matrix.
He draws another one, starts cackling a second time, and does something. One of you feels weird.
Look, we're all pretty weird.
Right. Five of you left.
I thought I bound his hands, though, so I'm wondering...
No, he's just got his hands together in front of him, just cackling and just casting. That hits the first person, who is Arnold. Arnold, choose a number between 1 and 6.
6.
You're now a pelican.
Oh, dear me.
A fluffy rabbit.
I couldn't bring myself to make him another rabbit man. But you're now a pelican with the ability to speak.
This seems kind of awkward, seeing how the other furries sort of react to bird people. I think I must waddle off to the upper floor for a bit.
See you hang on, do you still want that drink?
Yes, I put it in my pelican beak.
I was going to say, open your bell and pour a whole bottle in.
Think of the storage space.
Yep.
So, at this point, the giraffe starts talking.
You might as well go ahead, Dory. You rat bastard. I'll make you regret this, and I'm going to set the wizard on fire with my fire staff.
Okay,
this thing strapped to my back.
So you've been strapped to your neck.
Oh, no, I always envisioned it like wrapped like on my side, pointing forward.
It's some sort of autocannon, yeah, okay. Fuck it, sure. You hit the wizard with a fireball, he falls back and catches fire.
You will regret the day you messed with Kareen the Elongated.
Might I suggest we perhaps get the wand and try to turn ourselves back again to...
Before you kill him.
Before you kill him, or before you burn his staff to cinders.
Okay.
We really don't want another bird person in our party.
Okay, so are you going to try and take the wand off him again?
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to do with the wand? Are you going to cast it on someone, or are you just going to tap someone? What are you going to do?
I'm going to cast it on someone, on giraffe.
Please don't, I have no idea what I would do if I wasn't a giraffe with this character.
You try
it has no effect on him.
Do not turn him into a bird.
It has no effect on him.
Thank you, I had thought.
Oh, do me, please.
The mage keeps cackling.
You're coming on pretty strong there, aren't you?
Yeah, Frankie's just gonna like sidestep away.
So this pelican is now in your face, Frankie. What are you gonna do?
Slap it! Get out of my face! Get out of my face!
Are you gonna do anything about it, or are you just gonna tell him to go away?
The pelican's Arnold's.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just gonna shove him away. It's like, not so close!
Uh-oh, just do the one thing with me and see what happens. Come on.
Yes, if you step over there.
I will step away.
That's a little space. My bubble is my own.
The mage draws another wand. I keep telling you, he's got all these wands, but you keep leaving him with these wands. He draws another wand. He points at one of you. One of you feels weird. It's the fifth one. It's Whispers. Choose a number between 1 and 5, Ash.
There I was, just in the corner, minding my own business, strapping my ankle up while they dealt with this guy. I get hit. I'm already a furry.
Number between 1 and 5.
Number 3.
You're now a goat.
Right. I'm going to walk over and snatch all of these wands off the mage.
Okay.
Or try to.
So you basically like turn them up by the ankles and shake him. About 8 wands hit the ground.
Hit the deck.
Is he still smiling?
He's still cackling like a lunatic, yes.
Lunatic in the pocket.
You notice him starting trying to reach for his ankles.
Pull his shoes off.
Grab that too.
You grab his shoes, 3 more wands drop to the ground.
Jackie hasn't boofed one as well.
I am not doing that.
What's that?
I'll pick up the 11 wands that are there. Is it 11?
Yeah, there's about 11 wands on the floor.
I'm going to pick all those up.
Okay, what are you going to do with them?
I'm going to, one by one, tap Arnold on the head to see if I can do anything about turning him back to his former state.
Arnold explodes.
First, like, 4 or 5 have no effect. Roll to see what the next one does. 9. Arnold starts speaking a language none of you understand.
Okej.
Okay. Nu blir det lite jobbigt här tycker jag. Nu får ni faktiskt ta och skärpa er.
Oh dear.
Alltså, what?
Speak common man. Och pelican.
Ja, men jag kan tyvärr inte göra det nu. Ni förstår ju inte vad jag säger.
Jag förstår inte.
So now you have converted Arnold to speaking a different language. What are you going to do?
I'm going to keep Aaron's head in his back.
Can you subtitle them?
I'm going to fix this. I'm going to tap him. I'm going to keep going through the ones.
Okay. All right. Roll d20 to see what happens in the next one. You tap him with the next one. He teleports straight back 10 feet.
Okay.
What?
So bad.
We should maybe take notes on each of these ones and label them accordingly.
Yes.
Frank is going to take out a notebook and start labeling the ones.
I say we give that wizard a taste of his own medicine.
That too. We'll get to that.
Well, he is still burning, so.
He is still burning as he's cackling. He's still being held upside down. He's just cackling still to himself.
Okay, I'm going to turn to the match and say, which one of these turns him back?
He's a feather. He's a feather. Feather, 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 feather.
Yes, but which one turns him back?
Don't you want to be a feather too?
No, I don't. I'm happy with my fur. So which one of these ones, I hold them one out in a row in front of them, which one turns him back?
Let's see, what does he do? Natural 20. He grabs a wand and taps Jasper in the face.
Oh, God.
Two of the choices, 1 to 4, John.
Be a bird, be a bird, be a bird.
4.
You're now a penguin.
A small penguin tear falls on my eye.
Quite a big penguin, you're about the size of a dwarf.
Okay, but are my limbs magically regenerated?
No. You're missing a flipper on one side and a leg. So you're a one-legged penguin.
Would you fall over?
I don't know if penguins would survive with one leg. I don't think there's ever been a search about that.
So whichever one he just uses, used to penguinize me. I hope someone's taking notes of which one it was. That can undo all this damage.
Frank has been taking notes, so he's noted it.
Igneous has just been
well
drinking.
Done, Frank.
Igneous is just, I want this just to go away.
Iggy, can you pour one down my little penguin feeble beak?
Alright.
God bless you.
Right,
it turns out penguins can survive with one leg, and the penguin with one leg is called bagpipes.
That's quite cute.
So what are you doing now that Whispers is now a goat that can speak normal, but she is a goat?
Jasper. Oh, don't worry. You get used to it.
You've taken away our tabaxi identities.
We are already furries. You didn't need to make us different furries. But I do have sharp little hooves now, which I'm going to stamp on you with unless you get to turn me back to my normal self.
What if you're a fainting goat?
I'm going to go trip-trap, trip-trapping across him until he turns me back.
Okay.
Yeah. Listen, I will happily watch.
Not a fainting goat, then.
You start stamping on him. He starts, like, giggling to himself and going, hee hee hee, everyone is furry, hee hee.
Some of us were already quite happily furry. You don't mess with a furry's furry identity.
Persona, if you will.
That's the word I was looking for.
So, are any of you doing anything else? As this goat is now jumping up and down on the mage.
Finishing my drink.
Am I joining?
I shall tickle him into submission if necessary.
Yeah, I'll just go pick up some random of the wands that we haven't labeled yet and try them on myself.
Okay. Roll to see the effect you have of tapping yourself with a wand. Okay, you change back from a pelican to your original self, but you still are speaking a weird language.
Was that by any chance the same wand that the mage had used on him?
Yes.
Does Frankie notice that?
Yes.
Ah, excellent.
So it's the one that you've been cast from that changes you back. So can Frankie roll to see if he can find the one that gives him his voice back?
You can roll for that, yes.
Well, you shouldn't we
tap
already
him
know
with
that?
A wand, he starts speaking in normal voice again.
Oh, thank you very much. I thought that Jasper used the one that changed my voice, so we should already know which one that would be, but that's just
Well, he
me.
Did kind of drop them all when he became a penguin.
That's true. So now that I'm my sprouting back self again, I will gladly jump in the action of stomping the wizard.
Okay. Frank is just going to continue trying to sort out the wands, try them randomly to see which.
Okay. Are you trying them randomly on someone, or are you trying them on? What are you doing?
I'm going to see what they do first.
Well, who are you trying them on?
Let's try it on the actual mage instead of anybody else.
Okay. He seems to disappear in a puff of smoke, and you hear the sound of something plummeting. He runs to the window, and you notice you've teleported him through the wall, and he's plummeting to the ground beneath.
Well, that's useful. I'm going to pocket that one.
Okay, so you have a wand that teleports someone 10 feet.
I like that. That's going to be useful. I like that.
The wand of blink.
That's what it's going to be called. The blink wand.
It was broken, would you say? It's on the blink.
It's on the blink of destruction, yes.
So, are you doing anything about Jasper's being a penguin or Whisper's being a goat?
Yes, well, I'll turn them back once I find the right one.
Okay. So, over the course of the next 10 minutes, you convert Jasper's back to being his usual self, and he reattaches his arms, and you convert Whisper's back to being Tabaxi.
Huzzah! Let us move on to the other people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Does Kareem want to be converted back, or is he happy as a giraffe?
I mean, I kind of don't know what I would do if he was the giraffe at the minute, so can we come up with some bullshit excuses to why the wand isn't there?
Right, okay.
Maybe he was a giraffe all along.
Maybe the wand is broken.
Maybe the mage had the wand as he was teleported through the wall.
We will never know.
Yes. Or maybe
you just have to apologise to Kareem that you can't work out why he's still a giraffe.
I'm sorry, I can't seem to find the right wand. It's just... Perhaps it's broken, or it's lost, or... I don't know, I'm sorry.
Oh well. As a rune master, I'm sure we'll figure it out. And I look towards Jasper and give a little elephant wink and say, well, birds of a feather and all that, eh?
I hiss him.
It was a clever pun about how he used to be a penguin, though.
Also, human used to be a bird, so...
Also, Jasper hates birds, yeah.
Yeah, it's meta as hell.
Yeah, very meta.
The best jokes are the ones that you have to explain.
Yes.
Anyway.
So, as you find all this, you notice another mage appears from the back of the room, and he starts cackling, and he goes, have you come to see the fireworks?
Are all the mages deranged in this town?
I take offence to that.
Can I squire. Press the wand that Frankie's just used on Jasper and hit the mage with it, please?
You can, yes. So you zap the mage, roll, see what happens. You zap the mage, he becomes a penguin, and he continues to start clapping even though he's a penguin. And he goes, the fireworks, the fireworks, the fireworks!
We need to get up to the dragon.
That's so cute.
Because I think that dragon's got a date with this wand.
I believe you'd be quite right there, I suppose.
So are you leaving the pub then?
Yes, I think we should probably leave the pub. So I'm going to have a quick drink of my
dragon pint. Penguin incoming.
I pour myself another one for the road.
So you wander out the pub, drinks in hand, and you notice that when you look down the streets, you see a couple of militia but not that many, and you see a couple of mages just dancing. And around the mages also seem to be, like, alpacas, goats, giraffes, bears, and pelicans.
Shall we go and turn all the people back to normal as we go? And turn the mages into penguins?
Sounds
I don't want to risk using up all the charges on this wand if it's got a limited amount of power. I'm going to save it for the dragon.
Well, we have some other stuff we could use. Some wands, yes. Some goats, some bears, wands, and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're probably safer the way they are at the moment than they're-
Yeah,
we're all killed by this dragon.
Well,
I don't know, there could be food for it.
Either way.
Yeah, I've heard of dragon eating goats, so that might be true, yes.
Ah, yes, they'll make excellent bait. And nobody's ever heard of a dragon eating a giraffe. I am practically impervious.
Yes.
So, are you doing anything about these mages that are dancing in the street, or are you just going to ignore them?
We should probably not ignore them, but they are just dancing, right?
They're sort of like moving their staff up and down like in a sort of rowing motion, and then their legs are going up either side like a proper happy dancing.
Is there any music, or are they just like crazy dancing?
They're just crazy dancing.
Yeah.
It's like there's a song that you can't hear, and they all seem to be dancing in tune to it.
Like a silent disco.
Mm.
Yes.
A disco for deaf people.
Or a Fortnite dance competition.
I'm old, I don't get that reference.
Fucking Fortnite makes me feel old, because it makes me angry. And I've become the guy who is angry at the thing that the kids like.
Welcome to your late 20s, Barry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so, like, just vapid, though, and annoying.
As I said, welcome to your late 20s, Barry.
Well, could we sort of do a check on the mages and see if they have any connection to the dragon at all?
You could, yes. What do you want to check?
Like, Arcana, perhaps?
Yeah, roll. There's definitely a sort of link between the dragon and the mages. They seem to have the same kind of magic power.
All right.
And as you sort of look up and you notice that around the battlement area of the city, there's a very thick purple flame burning. Seems like the city itself is burning quite strongly.
So, my fellow dungeoneers, it seems that the mages have a sort of a magic link to the dragon, so maybe we should sort of off them or turn them into animals and see if that disappears, and maybe then the dragon might be weaker.
Oh yes, I'm totally up for that.
Using Arcana,
mm-hmm.
Can I try and like reverse the polarity or some shit of the signal?
Oh.
So what you're saying is, using magic, I want to reverse the physics.
No. I want to hack the dragon.
What we need to do is try and play
with the link between the mages and the dragon so that whatever we do to the mages happens to the dragon. And then we can penguinify the mages and it will penguinify the dragon.
Or at least like reduce its power.
I like penguinify.
I want to hack the dragon's mainframe.
Yeah, you want to kill it with some Star Trek techno babble.
Yeah.
How are you going to do this?
With Arcana.
Roll to see how you get on.
While the Who plays in the background.
We had that podcast.
Yeah!
You start channeling Arcana. As you sort of get to a sort of point at the top, something happens. Oh dear. As you sort of get to the point, you notice that around you, all the ones that seem to be pelicans start shuddering.
I am too concentrated on my hacking to notice and keep going, I guess.
The pelicans all explode.
Oop. did we turn Arnold back?
Yes.
We did.
Yeah, okay, good.
There are now no pelicans. They've all exploded very, very violently into pools of blood.
Pelican soup, anyone?
I opened my eyes. Aha, it worked. I've cured all of the pelican.
That's fixed the problem of our overpopulation of pelicans. We could figure out where all the villagers went.
Shall we just kill one mage and see if that does anything?
Well, I might confer with the spirits first and see if they know anything.
Ah, then would it be okay yes. with you? Yes, that might be an idea. Maybe the spirits have a lovely recipe for this. A
recipe for death or destruction or something else.
Why, by the way, is the fire purple?
As you start ambience. Discussing this, one of the buildings to your left starts collapsing inwards as purple flame consumes it.
Oh,
why is it purple?
Because it's pretty, I think.
Can I do an Arcana check on the fire to...
Yep.
What's so special about it, why it's purple?
Because it's shadow magic.
Okay, right.
So, guys, we have this purple ball as well, I think. Do we know what that does? The orb?
What orb? What say?
Yes, I think we grabbed an orb from the place where the dragon was. I don't really remember what it did, but I think it was hot or something like that.
Do you want to examine the orb or look into it? What do you want to do?
Examine it, please.
Is that the seeing stone orb?
Yes, it was. Roll to examine the orb. You become obsessed with the orb as you look into it. It seems like something inside is speaking to you, but you can't hear it.
Oh my. This seems interesting. You guys go on ahead. I'll just stay with the orb for a while.
All right. So long as you're having fun.
Oh, I am.
They really should stick together. It's rather dangerous. The city is on fire. You can't just stand here in the middle of the street. Let's go
okay.
together.
Okay. All right. I'll just... Look in this orb while we're going, then. Yes. Maybe the mages would like to see the orb as well. Maybe they like
what I see. Are you
going
to offer the mage the orb?
Since I'm, like, enchanted by it, I don't think I will do that. Somebody else could probably take the orb from me and do it.
I don't have hands to take
can
an
orb. Arcana check on the orb.
The orb is very magical, that's about all you can tell.
Hmm.
So, bear with me, but using Arcana...
Yes?
Could I hack the orb's mainframe?
I think I've seen this movie, but go ahead. Roll.
Do you want me to start playing Sandstorm?
Natural 20.
Hey.
All the goats start shaking violently.
It's happening again. I'm going to turn the goats back.
No, I think I'm going to turn them into soup.
The goats explode violently, as in, like, more purple fire starts consuming the city.
I open my eyes again. Look at work, the goats.
Stop.
There's no more goats. I'm pretty sure there's a few more people around.
Is the dragon still flying around us?
The dragon is still flying around, yes.
More fire coming from it, or is it just appearing when the goats explode?
When the goats exploded that time, they exploded as if they had a very, like, large purple fire charge inside them, and it just went... and it just, like, hit whatever surrounding walls were near the goats when they exploded.
So
it just got consumed by fire.
So it's kind of like a shadow crystal full of energy.
Yeah.
You can turn them into a splitting shape.
Yeah.
Well,
so it's
how
a shadow
about those?
Dragon, basically.
Yeah, so it's one of his weapons, I'm assuming.
Probably, yes.
Yeah, so we want to keep it as far away from any of them as possible.
Does anyone know light magic? So that's the kind of opposite, isn't it? I'm guessing.
I don't think we do.
No, I studied runes in Wizard University.
Hang on a minute. We can solve this with geology.
Orbs can be made of stone.
As we all know, the only thing that burns with a purple flame is potassium chloride. So if we throw a bunch of water on there, well, they'll explode. But that's fine. We then get... that's one way of getting rid of them.
Genius! Genius! I say genius!
I might not have thought this through, but I don't hear any other ideas.
Give it a go.
Yeah, or use the wand on the mages.
Yeah, that could probably work.
What if we turn the orb into a penguin?
I don't think that will work. I'm assuming it has to be something living.
Even if it does work, I don't see how that'll help.
No.
Are you wanting to try that?
I mean,
only
I'm voting for
that.
It. I'm voting for it.
Try turning it into a pelican.
All the pelicans are exploded, so yeah.
I just turned all the pelicans back. Why would you want to make more?
You mean back?
If you want to try that, roll.
Who's got the pelican one?
I hand it over.
I grasp it in my mouth.
There's a very loud whooshing noise. All of you feel sick. There's a crunching of bone. 10 seconds later, everyone you can see is now a pelican except the mages.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, including ourselves.
Including yourselves.
Okay, let's just use the pelicans on our cell phone to turn us back. Quickly.
Before we explode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. After a couple of minutes of frantic casting to try and turn yourselves back from pelicans, you're all no longer pelicans.
Oh, that was a close one.
Oh. All the pelicans begin to shake.
That was a very close one.
Can we quickly transform the motion to a pelican?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Just the closest one.
You try turning them into a pelican, nothing seems to happen, and then the pelicans all explode incredibly violently, as in the entire city is almost consumed by purple flame.
Oh god.
Oh dear.
Was that including the dragon that turned into a
nope.
pelican?
No. It only seemed to affect the people. It didn't affect the mages or the dragon.
Shall we perhaps try and just kill the mages?
Yeah.
I mean, who are we saving?
That way?
So what you're saying is we just committed genocide.
Wasn't that
we sort of
pelican
did,
yes. side?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's part of course.
To a pelican side, but yes.
Oh my god, Baron Gregory's dead.
We're
even
never going to get
stops.
Paid.
No.
Guys, sorry,
that
just needs to
the guards on the treasury are dead.
Yeah, they're all dead. We could just
let's go get our pay.
Yeah, there's nothing left to save for the killer dragon for anyway.
Let's go and raid the treasury.
It's times like this that I wonder whether good. I might have made a mistake sending the real rune stone away.
But Iggy, you vote to your wife. did you not? Or your brother? I can't remember.
I'm a complicated man with a rich and deep backstory.
Cousins aren't illegal, Frankie.
It's because that's why I hesitated on the family reference and the nature of your relationship.
Look, I just sent it back to my family vault. It's safe there. I might have broken the campaign in the fourth episode, is what I'm saying.
I doubt that. I'm sure.
It's fine.
Well, in lieu of any other ideas, I'm certainly up for raiding the vaults.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hundreds of miles away.
This place.
But I meant the treasury here. Cause it's
the treasury, guard. Yeah. Oh, that makes more sense, yeah.
Let's loot the place.
Because all the guards are now going to be the exploded pelicans. So we can get out that way.
Did the zombies turn into pelicans as well?
Nope.
Ah, damn it.
There's nothing left here to save, so we'll just loot the place and move on.
Most of the streets you're walking through are now completely ablaze.
Can I find...
Are you just doing anything, or are you just going to let them burn?
I want to look for a saddlebag for a pony.
As a conjurer, can I try and cast light? Like a select area, just try and cast some light magic on it and see if it does anything.
Okay. Roll. Nope, has no effect.
Okay. Worth a shot.
Can anyone try putting some of the fire out with ice magic?
You can try.
Yeah. Pretty big fire.
I can try. Just shoot some frost bolt on them, mm-hmm. one of the fires, and see.
You shoot some frostbolt at it, it seems to dull for a couple of seconds and comes back. The fire, when you put your hand near it, feels incredibly cold.
Oh, then I'll just shoot fire at the fire.
That's how that works.
With fire.
Nope, there's no effect.
Can I attempt to use my wizard's staff to try and
put a wall of fire at it, sure. Girl.
Yeah, because, well, it's a really powerful staff, so I don't know if it would have any effect on it, guys, or not.
I'm going to try my lightning staff as well.
Okay.
Oh no.
There's an explosion.
I did pick a safe little piece that was away from.
Everyone, John, roll me a d20 to see how you get on in the explosion. Oh,
John, you're like a toddler sticking a fork in a locket and a socket.
A locket?
A socket.
But the only person to get hit by it is Arnold.
Yay.
I'm sorry, Arnold.
But I picked a piece, a tiny piece. Far away from us.
Left leg. 6.
How can this bleeding. Happen?
Explosion happens and all of you are sent flying. Arnold has a very solid whack into a wall and he ends up with a badly bleeding wound in his leg.
Oh no, his socks.
Oh no, my socks. Now I'm gonna have to get a new pair. Oh dear.
Nothing like new socks though, is it?
I'll just like take the sock and tie up the wound and just sort of pep myself up a bit and then just, let's go raid the place and leave.
Shopping episode.
As
about
you,
that saddlebag, though.
You find a saddlebag from a dead horse.
No, that's too big. I need a little pony.
You find a saddlebag that's the right size for you.
Yay.
Don't know how you're going to get things in and out of it, but yes.
Giraffes have a very long neck.
It's not a tentacle.
Completely furl it backwards. And
yeah. It's like a tentacle neck. It's not actually a giraffe neck.
It's double jointed.
The only other way I could think of it working is that like he's got a long giraffe neck, but kind of like a humanoid body.
Oh, that's really weird.
Well, like the giraffe in Rick and Morty.
I don't remember.
Like an
that
episode
bit.
With like all the different. Where they've got the aliens that have invaded their brains and they're
good
memories
one, yeah.
And there's the guy that's like the wrong way giraffe, he's like short, the long neck.
Sure, we can work something out.
I can sort of remember.
So, as you come to the treasury itself, which is like the main like grand hall, you notice that all the doors are still like locked shut. There's a mage in more finery than the other ones, just gently tapping on the door with his finger, and he turns to face you and he goes, "Ah, do you remember me, friends? I remember you."
Of course, I never forget a face.
We've never met before.
Can I explode him with my lightning staff?
You can try to, yes.
Because, fuck this.
Oh no.
There's an explosion. Everyone roll to see what happened.
Oh, for God's sake.
I think all of you are fine so far.
You got some consistent rolling on the Glasgow.
We're all used to it by now.
We see him pull the staff out and we all just dive for cover.
Is this what it was like when I had this?
Yeah. Except twice per round.
explosion goes off, but all of you seem to like roll out of the way. The mage isn't affected by it. It's like his ethereal has no effect on him. And he goes, "Do you not remember me?"
"Look, friend, I already told you I do. How's it going?"
"Good. Do you know how to get into here?"
"Try knocking."
"I have been knocking." And he turns round and literally with one finger just goes,
"Have you checked if it's locked? Oftentimes they're not actually locked."
"The door is locked."
"Okay, worth a check."
"I think that all the staff was turned into pelicans and exploded by someone. I don't know who."
"You might need to ask the dragon to come down to open the door."
"Why do you need the dragon to open the door?"
"Because it's warned against everything except dragons."
"But I am the dragon."
"Well, then you shouldn't be having this much trouble."
He sort of tilts his head at you like he's not sure what you mean, like he can't follow your logic. And he turns back to the door and he just again starts tapping it with a single finger.
"Are there any blood puddles near the door?"
"There's many blood puddles everywhere because of all the exploding."
"Do any of the blood puddles have a key in them?" As if like a guard had been standing there and suddenly exploded.
Do a roll, let's see. Natural 20, you find a key.
"Can I fumble with the key somehow with my mouth?"
We could help you otherwise.
You hold the key up and he takes it from you and he goes, "Thank you, my long-necked apprentice."
"I am no apprentice, I am a rune master."
He pats you on the head, roughly. He turns round and he puts the key in the lock and you hear a as he opens it. And as he tries to push the door again, you hear the sound of like grunting from the other side as there's someone still alive shutting the door.
"It's us, open up."
Why is this door not opening?
I'm just going to whisper to Igneous.
"I need this door to open."
"Put some strength in
you." "Have to use the magic word. Everybody knows this."
"What is the magic word?"
"Didn't your mother ever tell you?"
"My mother is 7,000 years old."
"Then she must have taught you what the magic word was. Don't you remember?"
"Oh, is it?" One of you feels really, really sick.
Oh, God.
Uh-uh. It's the first question. It's Arnold again. Arnold is converted into a ginormous gorilla, about 3 meters tall, built basically like a sumo wrestler. Enormous gorilla.
Is that the
magic word you meant?
"Well, it might work. I can't imagine you'll have much trouble opening the door.
No, it wasn't.
It's escalated quickly.
That's less of a word and more of a gorilla.
Wow.
Well, I shall try and open the door now, since I feel invigorated and with somewhat more strength than before.
Arnold, squish him. Squish him with your big, giant gorilla arms.
Yes, I should try to do so.
Okay, roll to try and squish him. Your hand goes straight through him and hits the ground and he goes, "That wasn't very nice, friend."
"Oh, Arnold,
be careful. I thought
you were
friends."
"Be careful where you're stepping on."
"He's a bit clumsy. A new form.
I think you need to be taught a lesson.
"Well, I don't think you should try to tell me a lesson. Just teach me how to walk instead."
Arnold feels himself shrinking. Eventually he gets to the size of about a toddler.
There we go.
"You're much more of a careful monkey now."
Gorillas aren't monkeys, but all right.
"I'm a simian, I'll have you know."
"They are, but it's a subset."
"I think I will climb up on the Tyrion here, and perhaps sit on his neck." somehow getting tiny has also changed my dialect. Oh, wow.
It's like Sylvain again.
Yeah. Frankie's having flashbacks.
Who is this Sylvain you're talking about, then?
He is cockney now.
What? So, as you say that, the sort of wizard is still looking at you rather confused and goes,
"Now, why is this door not open? Which magic word were you talking? Mention?"
"I think it was a suck on my frostbolt."
That is more than one word.
Not if you hyphenate.
And I'm just going to frostbolt him.
Okay, bro. Natural 20. The frostbolt goes through him. It seems to dispel him, and then he comes back again. And he goes,
"Do you not know I am a vision? A shadow? I cannot be killed."
Oh, darn it.
What happened to the frostbolt after it went through?
I think you all need to be taught a lesson.
And he seems to start channeling something.
Oh, dear.
I'll have you know I've never met these people in my life.
The dragon seems to land just on top of the building and seems to take a deep breath like he's about to start pouring fire all over all of you. What do you do?
Everybody hit the deck!
Dragons like gold, don't they? Well, yes.
You gotta bribe him.
Frankie's gonna duck behind some cover.
We know where there's a lot of gold. We're going to
cover sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, I'm gonna run away.
Yeah, so bye.
Maybe you'd like
find
to
find a nice deep dark shadow to hide in.
Sorry, Arnold.
did he get the door open a little bit, or just it didn't move at all?
It didn't move at all. As in it moved and then got slammed back shut, as in there's someone there side holding it shut.
Ah, okay.
Maybe we could get some of that gold for you, friend.
Yeah, I'm just going to run away quickly as hell as well.
Is Kareen running away, or is Kareen going to try and talk to the man?
I like to think that I'm, like, a little bit petrified. So I'm going to just continue sort of rambling at him.
Dragonfire. Kareen takes 126 damage. I think Kareen might be incinerated, I'm not sure.
How long did your new character last? Oh, about
it'll be half
minutes.
An episode, yeah.
20 minutes.
You've been talking about this character for months.
I know, it was going to be great. But then he got too scared by a dragon.
So, yeah. I think Kareen has been incinerated. He did have a turn to run out.
Do you know what? It's just that roleplay, that deep roleplay.
Deep crispy roleplay.
Yeah. Deep fried.
Deep pan.
Yeah, so yeah. Kareen is now incinerated. What are the rest of you going to do now Kareen has been incinerated?
I think we should all leave.
Probably just leave.
Yeah.
Just
keep, yeah.
Let's just keep escape running. The city and run
yep.
away.
Flee for our lives, I think.
Yeah. Definitely.
I was actually going to sort of go up to the door and knock with hold one foot, go shush to the image of the dragon that's there, knock on the door and say, "Excuse me, can we please come in? There's a really nasty dragon out there with part of the city guard, but the only ones alive. Can you come in to help me sort of stay safe with you?
Is there another way in?
With sugar
they
on it."
Refuse to open the door.
Please. We've got Baron Gregory's badges and everything. Hold one up to the door in case they're thinking.
They say, "Baron Gregory is safe downstairs. He's told us to guard the armory."
Yes, tell him it's us.
It's us?
Come and help. Yes.
Who is us?
The adventurers.
The adventurers are keep sending out to go and get everything for him. He came back with the cart and everything he needed, and we just need to come in and help. Please? Please, please, please.
They just... Also, the cart exploded again.
Let's see if they recognise you from the cart exploding all the time.
Like we got a rep for that.
They recognise you and go, "Oh, you, well, you're not going to get in here and break our stuff."
Look, so long as you haven't got any carts in there, you'll be fine.
He sent us to get stuff and we've got it and he needs it. Runestones and things like that. So
what stuff?
Without them.
Why does it smell like burnt cattle?
Because we're running away and he's burnt our horse. There's dragons out here and we'd like to come in and help. We've got the dragon head back and the dragon shield back.
The image of the dragon goes, "Why are you talking to the man?
Shush!
He just needs to open the door. I will take it from there."
Okay, you know what? I'm now going to facepalm at that dragon, so you're a real idiot sometimes, aren't you? Just be quiet and let us get you in there.
I was entombed for 4,000 years!
Yes. So just be a little bit more patient. I'm trying to talk quietly enough so the guards outside the door can't hear us. So be quiet and silent enough and we're going to get you in there. Just let us do it. Be a little bit patient. you know, use that magic word your mother should have caught you called, please.
If I'd been entombed that long, I'd go somewhere nicer than this, you know, just kick back on a beach somewhere or something.
But I need to release my father!
I mean, why though? All he's going to do is be disappointed in you.
This is cool.
He looks sad.
You don't need that kind of negativity in your life.
Yes!
Be your own man. It's 2019, you know, new year, new you.
What is it you've actually always wanted to do that your dad never let you do?
Well, he allowed me to wear robes. I kind of wish I could have worn trousers, though. They're then more snug.
Then let's go shopping and find you some nice trousers.
I would need to be in mage form.
And he opens his arms up as if he's, like, about to cast something, and then you notice his body begin to become more... Let's go with physical, as in it's changed colour from being sort of quite pale to being more, let's just say, more obviously that he's there in presence.
Brilliant. I'll take his arm and take him off down the market to find some trousers.
I would have stabbed him. See, I'm assuming that's him, like, in proper physical arm now, so he could actually...
Yes,
you look up
him immediately, guys.
You look up and the dragon above you has now gone from being very obviously a dragon to being quite shadowed.
So yeah, let's take him shopping.
Exactly.
We got a chance to fix this without any more bloodshed, plus, you know, might pick up, you know, some new items for myself.
And I can chat shadows with him to make walking through them so much easier, because he seems to be doing this really nifty little thing about transferring himself between shadows, and it's really cool looking. I'd like to learn how to do it.
You need to be an ancient dragon! It's one of our magical things we can do.
There isn't a sort of light version of it that is almost as good, but not quite the same.
Like a free trial.
Not unless you have a devoted servant who is willing to perform the act of Khan.
No, I don't think we got that.
No, but if I knew what the act of Khan was, I could work on getting one.
It takes many years of discipline. This was my apprentice's body.
And he sort of starts scratching quite profusely at parts of himself, and he goes,
"It does itch in parts. I think he had a few, you know, human problems.
Parasites?
Yeah,
human. I don't know what you'd call them."
Can I? I will dig in my pack and hand him a small sachet of herbs. My people use this to make sure we don't get fleas, because they are very much a pain.
Yeah, that's just rub it on your crotch.
Little sachet of fleabane.
Rub it on my what?
The sort of general area in the middle.
Oh, I don't need that bit until I am replicating.
Yeah, I know, but is it itchy?
He sort of gives you a very quizzical look as if, like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
I will only touch there when I have found my queen.
Huh. Fair enough.
We dragons are prone to arranged marriages.
Ah, there is no fun in arranged marriages. Why don't you not find your own girl with her own mind?
With a tattoo and a motorbike.
Oh, she doesn't necessarily have to have those things.
Be cool though, wouldn't it?
I don't know what a motorbike is.
Neither do I.
Have you been drinking too much again, Iggy?
Don't judge me.
I'm not. I'm regretting that I didn't do the same.
But we were in a pub, you had your chance.
But I was rather busy.
A tattoo and her own personal rickshaw. So, what are you doing with this dragon now you've got him?
We're going to plot his death.
Okay, so you take him to one of the shops that's not as on fire as the rest. He starts staring confusingly at two different pairs of trousers going, "Why are there these ones red?
Oh, you don't want them. Those are skinny jeans. Don't reckon you can pull the look off."
What colour top you're wearing, you can colour coordinate. What colour do you like?
He sort of looks at you just completely perplexed and goes, "Dragons only have one colour."
I'm going to guess purple though, right? There's a lot of purple going on at the time.
Well, I am a purple shadow dragon.
See? I'm very perceptive.
Shall we have a look around, see if we can find some purple trousers for you?
Purple trousers?
and he looks quite content by the concept. Are you doing anything, or are you just going to continue shopping with him for a while?
Yes, we're going to be shopping with him for a while. Well,
this is how we're going to win.
Or at least I am. I'm letting you guys plot behind his back. I'm keeping him entertained.
No, I'm on board with the shopping.
Frankie's on the fence. He's not sure.
Yeah, Arnold is going to go back to the door and see if they can let him in with the purple orb.
Okay, let's see what happens when Arnold goes to the door on his own. The guard looks out and he goes, "Has the dragon finally gone?"
Oh, yes, he has.
Right. How can you talk your small monkey?
Well, lots of training.
Right. And you know Baron Gregory?
Yes, I do. I'm actually a dwarf. The dragon sort of turned me into this monkey. So, or small simian.
He closes the door over and he turns round and you hear him go, "Does Gregory know a small ape?"
Good. You can tell him that I'm a dwarf. A dwarf speaker. And yes, I have this purple orb that he wants, I think.
What's your name?
He was very keen. It's Arnold. Arnold White Sox.
Arnold the monkey.
Arnold White Sox.
Arnold White Sox, right. Okay. Does Gregory know an Arnold White Sox? And about 5 minutes later, you hear the sound of, "Right, let him in." So they open the door and they let you in. Is anyone with you at this point?
Well, they can choose if they want to be.
No, I'm shopping with the dragon and trying to make friends.
We're all shopping looking for purple trousers.
Yeah, we all are, yeah.
So while the rest of you are looking for purple trousers, Arnold gets in and explains to Baron Gregory what's going on. So how are you going to plan this dragon's downfall then?
I'm not sure it is so much of a downfall now. It's more a makeover.
Oh, God. So
yeah, I want to make friends with the dragon.
The dragon is quite content and sort of throws off his robe, revealing him to be completely naked as he grabs the trousers and pulls them on. As he pulls them on, he goes, "These are very tight trousers.
You might need a size bigger.
They are very snug. I don't feel as vulnerable as I once did."
Really holds everything together, doesn't it?
Yeah. Get a nice pair of dark purple trousers, and you get a lighter coloured top, and style them together.
I reckon you could pull off a cape, even.
Even a hat.
Maybe some gloves.
A hat? What is a hat?
I shall find one. Frankie goes off to find a hat.
Okay.
And I look for a nice purple belt with a big shiny buckle.
So, after about 5 minutes, you have this dragon wearing a pair of purple trousers, a purple waistcoat, a big shiny buckled belt, and a sort of what's basically a cowboy hat.
He seems
quite pleased.
See, you're a new dragon.
Ah, ladies will be falling at your feet.
Plus, if you,
why would they fall at my feet? Would I be killing them?
No, you would pay them to enjoy your company.
You've got
and in return, they will help you relax and enjoy yourself. It's a very lucrative and beneficial thing.
Why at my feet? There is nothing useful at my feet.
Well, they start from the bottom and work their way up, don't they?
Do they?
Well, they can if you enjoy that sort of thing.
I suppose we did that as well with these clothes.
Now you got your new look and your new lease on life. Don't you think you could get away? You'd no need to wake your dad up. You can be in charge.
Yes, enjoy your own life.
He would be very angry if he ever was released.
Ah, but he needs you to release him, I thought.
Yes,
how would he ever know?
There was a sword that kept him beneath the ground.
Oh, I don't know where that could be.
It looks just like that one. And he points the sword and whispers belt.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a store down there that does replicas.
Replicas?
Yeah, things that are similar. Kind of the real one, but they have all this sort of history and stuff behind them. So they sell replicas to adventurers so that they look cool.
Let's see how he reacts to this. His mind is completely blown. But he goes, "But that one emits the right kind of power!"
Good, very, very good replicas. They include an illusion of the actual imagery so that it fools everybody.
Show me the shop. I must find the sword.
I'm afraid it might be on fire.
Swords do not burn as much as you think. Take me to the shop.
Let's start walking down this way.
Okay.
How exactly do you want to get your dad out anyway? I mean, he sounds like he's always telling you what to do.
He was the last great dragonkin!
Well, now, you can be the dragon, great dragonkin, so he's not the last, is he? Because you're here.
Ah, but we dragons are family creatures. Plus, if he's going to rule the world, he will need a second in command.
But why don't you rule the world and then you can be the first?
I don't like admin.
That's what second in commands are for. They're the ones that do the admin. So if you're the second in command, that means he's going to hand you all the paperwork.
He looks at you very sad that that's the case and goes, I didn't realise this.
Well, if you rule the world, we can handle the paperwork for you.
Yes, we're very good at it. We're all literate and able-bodied.
You would do that?
Oh, yes, of course he would.
Yes, of course.
Why not?
At this point, you hear a sickening sound like a slice. As you look behind the dragon who's collapsed to his knees, you see the blood merchant.
I see you made good on your promise. This is a very nice specimen.
Oh, Lord.
I like this one. I will enjoy his blood. Where did you find him?
In the sky, burning the town.
In the sky, you say? He's not of your ilk, then.
What do you mean by that?
I will need all of his blood, then.
No,
you can't have it.
You're not allowed.
No.
We have a deal. You owe me 9. That's a no.
No. You had a deal with the weird fucked up bird man.
Yes, he wrote his name down, not any of us.
And he got killed by Jasper.
You're mistaking me with a cart person. I had a deal with all of you.
I made no deal with that one. And you're not having my friend.
Ah, well. Do you not want something in exchange? I mean, I could easily give you back your leg, Mr. Dwarf.
I got another one, I'm fine.
And I could give you back your limbs, Mr. Catman.
No, I'm fine as I am. You're not having our friend, though.
Can I help the dragon to his feet, please?
He looks quite annoyed, but he sort of pulls his knife out that's still siphoning blood. The dragon collapses to the ground and he goes,
fine, but you still owe me 9.
And he disappears off. The dragon is slumped to the ground. He's breathing really faintly.
Can we cast a heal on him?
You can try, yes.
Okay, I shall try cast a heal.
Yeah, you managed to heal him enough that he can get back to his knees and he goes,
who was that that did the thing? Why, my, how, pain?
He's an evil sort.
Pain. And he friends with you.
Oh, no,
not our friend.
You took my armor. You lied to me.
No, we did not lie. We wanted you to have a good time.
He begins channeling.
Oh, no.
Are you doing anything while he's channeling?
Trying to talk him out of it, I guess.
Yeah.
But we saved from him. The bad man.
Yeah.
One of our group made a deal with him.
He's dead now.
He's dead now and he thinks we owe him, but we don't. Maybe you could help us defeat him?
The channeling sound begins to stop and he begins to fade back into shadow. From the other side of the town, you hear an enormous roar.
Well, time to run.
Okay.
Oh dear.
This hasn't quite worked out.
Yeah, what do you think? Split up? Can't get all of us.
Shall we try to go back to Baron Gregory?
Well, he knows we're here, so we better be quick.
Yeah, let's leg it back to Baron Gregory.
Okay. You leg it back to the door. You bang on the door. Let's see what happens when you bang on the door. You hear the sound of the dragon roaring directly above. You have one turn to avoid fire. What do you do?
Run the fuck
away. Run away?
Yeah, run away.
You might need to lure the dragon away from the door before you can run in.
I wasn't planning on running in anyway.
I'll try and lure him away. I'll shine a light from the end of my staff and call out to the dragon. Oi, dragon, over here. And I'll lead him away from the door.
Okay, roll. Yep, you managed to distract the dragon. The dragon flies after you, again trying to incinerate you. The rest of you are all standing by the door.
I want to go and try and track the gunfight down, towards the door.
Again, if you want. What's everyone else doing?
Well, can we try knocking on the door again?
Yep, you can knock on the door. As you knock on the door, you see Arnold on the other side. So you can just go in if you want now.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, Frank's going to go inside.
Okay.
Oh, hello there, guys. How's it going?
We gave him a makeover, and then, this weird blood-obsessed dude showed up and fucked it all up.
The blood merchant stabbed him in the...
But he couldn't stab.
Now he's pissed with us.
He
basically ruined everything.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, come in here with us.
Oh, because it's so bad that we might burn to a death.
Yes, it's nice and cozy in here. So don't worry about it. Have you found anything to kill it with yet?
Well, to be fair, we weren't really looking. We were finding him a neat matching ensemble, which I think we did a good job with.
We were trying to win him over with diplomacy and comradeship and unfortunately it failed.
That's very noble of you, I think.
Well, it was Whisper's idea.
Oh, where's Whisper's then?
Where is Whisper's?
Time has run out for this week at least. Join us again next week for more of this tale. These barge tales were originally told to us around a campfire in a long forgotten land as Descent, Journeys Through the Dark. They were adapted for this podcast by Nikolai Pupsky. All music was written and performed by Daniel Boström. The cast of Plummet are Nikolai, Daniel, Bellary, Amy, AJ, John, and Ash, with additional content by Dragon. If you would like your own high fantasy dice, then journey to dndice.co.uk and use our name Penance RPG at the checkout for a 5% discount of your order. For what is a hero without shiny loot? As for us, we are but meager bards. If you would care to support our tales, you can buy us a grog or two, or Ko-Fi, as it is known in your parts, at ko-fi.com/penancerpg. If you would like to support us in future efforts, we have a Patreon at patreon.com/penancerpg. Farewell and good night, dear listeners. And remember that time will turn again soon. It's only a game, isn't it?
I'd be like curling. I'd hire people to sleep.
Yes, I will kill the hippo.
I was just about to break in with soul like curling.
Yeah, there'd be a team of us.
But you need all of those sweeping brushes.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we would have to transport at least, like, what, two brushes? How many brushes are on a curling team?
Four.
It's going to happen when you meet a hill.
No, it's two brushes.
Up to four. There's four, is it all five in a curling team?
Well, I mean, the people brushing are on the same team as that one curling, so there are four people and one curling. I think one is standing behind, and there
are usually the one that stands in the aim.
I think there's only two people allowed to sweep at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then that's fine. We only need two people to sweep.
Has anyone here ever actually watched curling?
Yes.
Okay. Because nobody seemed like, because I don't either, but none of us seem too sure of the rules.
You have one person throws the stone, one stands at the other end and calls directions, and there's two people with the brimstone and sweep. Right.
Yep.
To be fair, it never struck me as much of a spectator sport.
It's like, how do you incorporate sweeping into normal
events? It's like, it's competitive housework, essentially.
Yes.
So, continuing your trend of making everyone annoyed-y.
Well, nobody really plays curling. It's all just an elaborate ploy. No one can play a game that fucking stupid.
Nope.
Canada, who the fuck was America. Like, I'm going to come up with a game.
That's why we
I'm going to sweep the ice and see how far I can make the thing go.
Basically, only with ice.
Yep.
They just wanted to play it all year round.
Yeah,
so
that's what you do when your bowling green's covered in a layer of water that freezes.
Yep. I think it is actually from Scotland, right?
Yeah.
Right, yep. I'm going to go on record now and just say the curling is fucking stupid.
Cue the backlash of angry curlers on...
Come at me, curling community.
So, not being content with pissing off our furthest away unique listeners, you've decided to go for the country where half of your fucking podcast live.
Well,
including the Dungeon Master.
I'm not going against Scotland. I'm going against curling. For a start, and it's not like
curling's the national sport of Scotland. They invented it.
Is it the national sport?
I wonder what our national
Scotland?
Sport was. Is it our national
is it?
Sport?
I don't know.
It's either curling or caber tossing, or both.
Yeah, or golf.
Yeah, Bellary, you might as well be setting fire to a thistle while stabbing a bagpiper.
Well, I feel like a lot of people don't like bagpipes. I don't mind bagpipes, but
careful.
I feel like
I care more about bagpipes than I do about curling, if I have to be honest.
Yeah. But
that's
I feel
not
like,
really a big scale.
I feel like if I was, and thistles probably don't even rank, but I feel like if I was
I
to stab
really
a bagpiper,
cared about thistles, no.
Not many people would be all that concerned. Like, I have nothing against bagpipers, I don't think they're as bad as other people think.
But how do you feel about unicorns, Bellary?
Well,
apparently it's golf.
My sister. Yeah. Is,
thought of
was
that.
Really into
your
unicorns
sister's
for like
a unicorn.
2 years. No, my sister was really into unicorns for like 2 years, and so I'm just really fucking sick of just unicorn shit everywhere.
That's fair enough. Then.
Also, there's like that gin that's called Unicorn Tears, and that offends me on an intrinsic level.
Is it any good?
I don't know. It's just tackily named, and that really annoys us.
Right.
So
Human
moving
dies
on
tonight,
from
doesn't he? Human dies tonight.
Right.
Does the hippo have to arrive to its destination, like, intact?
If I were a hippo across the country, I would chop it into pieces and send it via Royal Mail. It's not really the...
Because you could make the hippo into the log flume vessel. But also, you just reminded me of a thing I saw on Reddit, which was, what do you think the biggest thing ever mailed to the US Postal Service was? A bank.
What?
A fucking bank. They mailed it brick by brick.
For fuck's sake.
Because it was cheaper than like having the bricks delivered. I'm going to be honest, I would have been totally okay with dying by getting run over by a car.
It'd be a bit different, wouldn't it?
Yeah.